This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So here we are in 2022, and we still have images that of people at political campaigns trying to kill those up on stage and attack them. Look at what happened with Shinzo Abe the other day, where he was gunned down during a political event when he was stumping for somebody. We had Congresswoman Gabby Giffords shot by Jared Loughner when she was in Tucson. And so our politicians campaigning are being out there with and kissing babies and shaking hands and all that can be pretty dangerous, as we saw with, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr. Robert Kennedy, and as we've seen with multiple politicians that sadly, as they are stumping and out there in public, seem to get attacked. So the latest was Representative Lee Zeldin, a Republican candidate for governor of New York. We see video footage of a man climbing the stage and attempting to stab him with some sort of a metallic thing that had two points. You wouldn't think it was a weapon. It looks like some sort of a medal or emblem or something, but it has two prongs, and it seemed to be that he wanted to go, excuse me, for Representative Zeldin's neck and hit him in the either the jugular or go deeper and hit him in the carotid. Now, Zeldin said he was not seriously injured in the attack because he used his right arm, pushed him away. Then he fell down with him because the attacker wouldn't let him go, and then other people that were there jumped in to help him. He told everybody he's okay. Fortunately, I was able to grab his wrist and stop him for a few moments until others tackled him. Now, Zeldin is up against Governor Kathy Hochul in November. And he was speaking to supporters in Fairport, New York, when this man tried to attack him. Zeldin said he wasn't able to finish his speech after law enforcement took him into custody. We don't have a lot of information about the attacker, except I believe he's already out on bail. Video appears to show a man approach Zeldin while he's speaking on stage. The man appears to have something in his hand, stopped briefly before bringing his hand near Zeldin's face. It looks like he was going towards his neck. Zeldin grabbed the man's wrist before he was subdued. I think all of us need to learn self-defense or Krav Maga or other sorts of martial arts and the defense techniques. Because it just blows my mind how things happen to us. I just read a piece where somebody was on a cruise line in Indonesia and got thrown into a closet and raped. If we can't have weapons on us in certain areas, then we need to figure out how to, you know, poke somebody's eyeball out or destroy their nose cartilage or, break a finger or something or vomit on them. But there's got to be ways where we are, because, you know, these people overpower other individuals and, you know, but luckily for Zeldin, he was able to push this man back. His spokesperson said all members of his team, including Lieutenant Governor nominee Allison Esposito, are safe. They said this is very much getting out of hand in this state. Unfortunately, Congressman Zeldin is just the latest New Yorker whose life has been affected by the out-of-control crime and violence in New York. This needs to stop. Now, Hochul released a statement on Twitter saying she was relieved to hear Zeldin was not hurt. She says, I condemn this violent behavior in the strongest terms possible. It has no place in New York. Now, Kathy Hochul has been under fire because she was, I guess, told, you know, she was, I guess, caught, or her team was caught telling people to go to his rally and, not, I don't want to say, you know, heckle and things like that, but they were told, and I don't have that exact statement. I don't think it was a statement from her. So I think she did the right thing to speak out against it, and, you know, but that's, you know, when you're a politician, that's pretty, you know, you're in a tough spot. Number one is you are at risk, but then also, if something does happen to somebody you're running against, now you are looked at as a perpetrator, or you're looked upon as guilty. And I know some people are thinking, well, maybe this was set up because the man didn't necessarily stab him. Maybe this helps get him votes. Maybe this helps, you know. I don't think it was a stunt. I don't think it was a stunt. Politics is just a dirty game. It is, you know, I really believe somebody went up to Zeldin to hurt him. He is an Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel, has represented Long Island since 2015. He is a supporter of President Trump, voted against certifying the 2020 election results, according to the AP News. And so he's fine. Like I said, a little scrape and all that. But, wow, you know, we really, you know, seem to have a very, we have not progressed when it comes to crime, when it comes to, you know, controlling those with mental, or helping those with mental illness, when it comes to the safety of candidates, because you don't get Secret Service until you're president or until you're one of the high ups. And I've seen so many governors and congresspeople not really have a lot of security detail. And I'm shocked because I go up and I'm like, hey, hi, and I hug them and all that. We take pictures and all that. And I'm like, gosh, man, if I was governor, I'd want security. Now, maybe security is back and they know who I am, so they don't necessarily have to get in between. You know, when I met Joe Lombardo at Fox News because I was doing a TV hit and he was there, I went up and hugged him. And the cop next to him jumped a little bit because he probably thought, you know, because, you know, here's this woman going, I hug officers all the time. I know most people don't necessarily hug the sheriff, but Sheriff Joe Lombardo's kind of cute. So, yeah, I've hugged our current governor, Steve Sisolak. Every time I see Steve Sisolak, I'll hug him. And I'll take pictures. I know people don't like his politics and all that, but I just like to hug our governors or our future governors. It just, you know, happens. So the man who did attempt to stab the representative, from what I understand, is already out. I think he's already out. The state has some pretty lax bail laws. I mean, if he is deemed a threat and this was violence, why did he get out within hours? He did seem to have a sharp dagger, they say. David Jacobonis, 43 years old. That's the one. Now, he's thought to be an Iraq war veteran, but they say he was drunk at the time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thomas writes, the reason why we're having problems now in our military is being macho. He says machismo is dead. You're not allowed to be that. Society is killing that off. He goes on to talk about, what's happening in the military and the wokeness and all that. So one of the headlines we spoke about in the last hour is we have a dearth of enough troops in our military, and we expected this to happen. You know, we spoke about, you know, we were concerned once you start offering free college, you know, that takes away one of the benefits and perks many recruiters are offering. You know, once you start to change, you know, a lot of the training and the rules and the, you know, and the you see the lack of support of veterans and many of them homeless. You know, it does kind of make people think you know, twice about, well, do I really want to do this? Because I don't want to end up homeless later. I'd rather, you know, go to community college and get a job. And, you know, younger people will equate things differently. We also have an issue where there's a decline in the number of people physically qualified. According to General Joseph Martin, he said low unemployment has hurt the ability to recruit for some time, but the situation is growing worse with fewer Americans showing an interest in serving. There is also a decline in the number of people physically qualified. That's why we've gone from 29 to 23% of the population that is able to serve. So when you already have less of a group of individuals that you can pull from, and those people are not as physically fit, that's a problem. But what about this machismo? Am I pronouncing that right? I mean, being macho. Machismo is defined as strong or aggressive masculine pride. And it is something that has driven many, male-dominated sports, male-dominated movies, male-dominated advertising, male-dominated love stories, male-dominated recruitment. And the idea of chivalry, you know, we got this, we're strong, we're men, you know, this is what men do, you know, and the has been changing. You know, it's interesting. Oh, I was watching the first Die Hard. I've watched a lot of Die Hard. Okay, so the first Die Hard was on. Every time Die Hard's on, I stop everything and I watch as much as I can. You know, usually I'm like walking somewhere or all of a sudden it pops on and I have to just stop and see. And so there was the scene where Bruce Willis is up and down the floors trying to get to an area, you know, where he can, I guess, you know, deal with the bad guys or steal the detonators or whatever. And there was a calendar, like a nudie calendar, with a, woman with big breasts. And, you know, it's because obviously some of the workers probably put that up there, you know, they like to see boobies, pinups, right? And then one time he walks by there and then, you know, he kisses it and, you know, they always, you know, do that to kind of establish that, you know, he likes good-looking women. That kind of thing. And they added that for his machismo. And, when I was watching that, I'm like, oh, wow, you probably wouldn't see that now in movies. They probably aren't allowed to do that. They aren't allowed to have a pinup girl and have the star look like he likes it. You know, it's interesting. In Ted Lasso, there's a scene, and again, not spoiling it for anybody, but in Ted Lasso, there's a scene where one of the female actresses is half naked in the locker, a picture in the locker, and the coach, Ted Lasso, covers it up. Now, Ted Lasso's a hit. People like it. It's a great, you know, movie and all that. But he is not the machismo. He's not the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone type of character that we saw in the 80s. And society is now embracing a more softer male, a male who's more politically correct, a male who respects women, a male who doesn't look as women as objects, a male who, allows women to be their partner. One of you had written about how you thought The Offer was woke. I think The Offer is less woke than a lot of other shows out there, but because they gave the female role, she actually is in Ted Lasso also. I forget her name. She's very, very good. Hold on a second. She plays Betty in The Offer. Okay, I know her. I just don't have the tip of... I apologize. I want to give her credit because she is a fantastic actress. Juno Temple. Juno Temple is a fantastic actress. And they give her a very dominant role in the show. And it appears she had a very dominant role in the making of the movie. But as a woman who has worked as a secretary in the past, and has worked in a male-dominated industries. I have, seen, many of the things are run by the females in the office. So, yeah, the offer might have maybe taken that to an additional level and maybe, exaggerated her role. But from what we understand, Betty McCart was very involved in the Godfather movie. So, it's interesting because when you talk to women and you survey women on what they like, all right, some women love that Marlboro man. They love that cowboy. They love that machismo. They love that raw man, dominant alpha. They love it. Yet, on the flip side, when you look at other surveys and other studies, many women fall for the gay men. I fell for gay men all the time. They might not have known they were gay, and maybe I was the one to help them, choose to decide. But, because some of their features, they were more approachable. They seemed like they would be less likely to pounce or hurt you. And so it's very, very interesting how women might approach the more softer appearing men, and men might have figured this out, going, well, you know what, I'm going to dress a certain way, I'm going to, shave the beard, there was a survey on women and beards, and it was very, very mixed. Some women were turned off by the beard, some women weren't. And I'm not saying everything has to be about attracting a woman, you can attract whoever you want, but society is, I don't want to say pulling away from that, because if somebody wants to see that, they see that. If somebody wants, if somebody's like that, not everybody in the movies is very realistic, all right? The movies are very unrealistic. And I think the average person, does not look at Iron Man or, Captain America as representative of them. But what I do think society is doing is they are, tapping in on things that people are attracted to. And so when you saw the, like Justin Bieber or the, Justin Bieber shapes. Yeah, people had a crush on Macaulay Culkin. People had a crush on, was it Ricky, what was his name? The one that's from Silver Spoons. People had a crush on, they seemed to, some of them, like the more softer look. So I think what's happening with TV and movies and all that is there's this trend, this push towards checking the boxes, making sure that they've done everything so the woke mob doesn't attack them. But like with Yellowstone or with some of these other shows, and Yellowstone still has their amount of wokeness as well, but, you do allow more rugged. They do allow more rugged and more manly, the machismo, character in Yellowstone, Jeb, who was it? The one that, he's a badass. He's great. He has that look. He's got the cowboy hat. He's rugged. He's got the beard and he's rough and he's, and women love it. Some people don't. They're turned off by it. But in terms of the military, and that's where this started, do we have an attitude towards, okay, dudes, this is what we're going to do. We're going to be men. This is what we're going to do. We're going to, we're going to kill. We're going to conquer. We're going to. Yeah, I think society has, moved away from that and has tried to steer the narrative as that is not something that is as honorable as it once was. Now, I'm sorry, when you're in trouble and you need to be rescued, you want as tough and burly, a person could be to get you out of there. And so, again, what society is kind of pushing as a narrative to be politically correct is one thing, but sometimes to get the job done, you need people that are going to jump in head first. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Are you prepared? prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police believe the suspect accused of attacking Republican congressman and gubernatorial candidate in New York, Lee Zeldin, last night was drunk. The man rushed Zeldin from behind at a campaign stop in upstate New York and allegedly tried to stab him in the neck.
He was telling me, "You're done." When he lifted up his hand and he was lunging for my throat area, the first thought was to grab onto his wrist and just to hold it.
Russia and Ukraine are signing a UN-supported deal to get Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea once again. Exporters in Ukraine port cities have been unable to send out millions of tons of wheat for months due to Russia's invasion. That has led to a global shortage and an uptick in food prices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as a physician, when you go through medical school and you go through residency and you go through training, you are taught to look at scientific studies with a very critical eye. We are taught to be very wary of a scientific study that comes from a pharmaceutical company showing a fantastic outcome with their drug. We are taught to also look at who is funding some of these studies. We are always taught to look at where there could be some gain. And another thing that we are taught to look at is you know, is there any sort of other gain if results are one way or another? And it's very hard because it's hard enough to read these studies. These studies are not written in very simple, you know, fifth grade language. Some of these studies are pretty, you know, they're pretty thick. You know, but on top of that, to have that critical eye, it just goes to show that there are studies out there that you need to be careful with. Now, with COVID, there has been a lot of accusations that with the vaccines and with the mandates, it was very driven by pharmaceutical companies, that lobbyists were involved, people were in bed with other people, and, you know, it made things happen. And that worries me because I need my patients to accept and appreciate some of the data coming from some of the studies. And if they think it's tainted, or if they think any study is tainted, they're going to think they're all tainted. So what's been going on now, and this is the latest drama, and I'm still investigating this a little bit, so I can't go into too much detail, but what we're finding out is a study that had to do with Alzheimer's out of the University of Minnesota back in 2006 has been investigated. It was a six-month investigation done by Science, which is a very respected journal, and the paper thinks that there was, quote-unquote, shockingly blatant tampering of results. The study was looking at the amyloid beta buildup of protein in the brain, a driving force behind Alzheimer's. It was the first substance in brain tissue ever identified that seemed to be kind of linked to Alzheimer's. We're like, okay, so this is probably what's going on. We have this protein buildup. Here it is. And I guess they studied it in mice. And they say images from the study, which involved injecting mice with the protein, quote-unquote, appear to be doctored to better fit a hypothesis. This is according to Dr. Elizabeth Bick, a forensic image consultant who was asked to review the data. Now, they insisted that the theory itself still stands because there's decades of other worth of research that have pinpointed to amyloid protein. So it doesn't mean we throw it all out. But, man, do people have their panties all in a bunch with this one. Dr. Matthew Schrag, a neuroscientist, and this is being reported by Daily Mail, at Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, was the first to uncover the problems with the Nature study. He noticed anomalies in the original images. And so he and his team published a probe into this. So where everybody has their panties all up in a bunch is if you have a groundbreaking study, and this study was the buttress or the foundation that future studies built on, if there was falsified information, does that mean everything else crumbles? Now, in science, we always have a backup. You know, like in NASA, remember the Armageddon movie, they always have two? Okay, so we always have a backup. And the reason why we have a backup is you can't, when you do research, just lead to one theory. If you guys notice with my articles, if I discuss something and I link a study, I usually link more than one. Or I link one of a variety and I make sure that anything I talk about has been supported by multiple studies. Because we do know there's limitations in every study. That's why now with studies, they all have to have a limitation section. So whenever you read the study, at the end they go, well, this could be limited because you have this going on, and maybe, you know, we didn't get a large enough sample size, or the sample size could have been, you know, could have had issues with their sleep, and we didn't account for pets being in the bed. So if it's a study on sleep, you know, did we account for pets? So we always now put limitations in studies because not all studies are the end all of all science. But, you know, to have a groundbreaking study coming from a university such as that, to be accused of falsifying some of the pictures, that starts to make people very, very nervous. Now, I personally believe that amyloid beta protein buildup is something that we can surmise as a truth, as a component to Alzheimer's. I don't think all our science has to be thrown away because other studies have looked at it further. And so a bad study isn't necessarily a horrible study because sometimes it causes more critical thinking. And they're like, well, you know, this study looked at this, but why don't we look at it this way? And whenever I do research and I allude to a study, I allude to multiple, you know, and I always assume, well, what if they're wrong? What if that person is wrong? And I've told you I've been critical because in the 90s, I had to, for Journal Club, bring an article where when you're a resident, I was an intern at the time, or a medical student, I think it was an intern, and so you bring an article and you talk about the latest, and then you critically, you know, review the article. Well, I brought up an article in the late 90s how postmenopausal estrogen could possibly affect the heart. And man, everybody in the room ripped me a new one. Oh, that's a bad article. We all know. Look at all the studies saying it helps. Look at all the studies saying, you know, postmenopausal estrogen is a malpractice if you don't give it, you know, because then it could cause heart disease. Well, then the Women's Health Initiative proved, yeah, looks like there could be risks. So I learned at a very early point in my training that any of our current science can be proven wrong. All these people saying the bandanas you're wearing is preventing COVID was wrong. You need an N95 respirator. All those people saying that the virus doesn't escape out of the mask was wrong. Everybody who said vaccinated people don't spread the virus was wrong. Okay, so I've learned with every single thing in science to expect there to be some inaccuracies. Now, but what about the deliberation? What about the intent to have a study that has been doctored? Well, subjectivity should always be eliminated in studies, but it's not. And subjectivity happens because you might work for a university where they're jerks. And your job is on the line if you don't bring in funding. And if your funding is based on you having studies that get published, you might, which is very, very sad, you might have this even a subconscious push to, you know what, this will be worded better. Let's word it this way. Let's maybe, you know, let's maybe show this angle of the picture more. Now, we all do subjectivity, even if we don't want to. Whenever you do take a picture of a Petri dish, remember I did a little study where I swabbed masks that were worn and stuck in the pocket? So I had two pictures. One where there was a shadow on the Petri dish and the other where there was no shadow. So I published the one in my article without the shadow. You do use subjectivity. But if in this there is any element of falsifying data, manipulating data, that makes that whole study get thrown out and discredited, because then you don't even know what else could be wrong. So it is very frustrating, but I do not believe that Alzheimer's, one of the most common neurodegenerative diseases, is going to, that all our knowledge on it is going to completely change based on this one study, because most other studies, they always cross-check, they do their own research, because in academia, and I'm sorry to break this to you, academics don't like other academics. Everybody thinks they do it right. And I got to tell you, as a physician, when somebody said I had a physical and I had an exam, I don't give a damn. I'm doing my own. I learned I cannot trust somebody else's exam because people out there are half-assed. I had a woman call up, baby had a rash, baby had cough, all these symptoms of COVID. She said, yeah, the practitioner took a look, said the kid had ear infection, gave antibiotics. Now, maybe the kid did have an ear infection, but I wasn't there to look at the ear. And how many times do practitioners just go, here's your antibiotic? Maybe the reason why this kid is having a rash and all this other thing is because he has a viral illness. So you have to use your own, do your own work. That's what it means. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit COVIDMoveAhead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember I told you my son was on the strip with his girlfriend? We live in Las Vegas. And when you live in Las Vegas, it's like a bowl. You know, you have these mountains that surround us. I actually posted a picture from a satellite where you see our city surrounded by mountains. It's like we're in a bowl, the bottom of the bowl. And we have Lake Mead that we created, largest man-made lake, have a reservoir of water from the Colorado. And I don't know if it's enough water. Lake Mead, sadly, is declining in terms of the amount of water it has. But when you do live in Las Vegas, you don't live at the Strip, the Las Vegas Strip. The Las Vegas Strip is for the locals. When we were younger, we did. It was, there really wasn't much to do. So you also got 99-cent food, $1.99 buffets. So when I went to college at UNLV, which is about a mile from the Strip, mile to 2 miles from the Strip, we would not eat all day, wait till 11 p.m., when the $1.99 specials would happen. And Vegas would do this in the 80s, so it would attract people to the casino late at night, so then you would gamble. You know, gambling is where casinos got their money in the 80s and 90s, and probably 70s and all that. So for those of us that wanted to eat, you know, we didn't gamble because we didn't have the money, but we would wait till the deals came, and then we would go to the casinos and eat. So I grew up saying, okay, when you go to Vegas, it's cheap to eat. Circus would have buffets. Where it was $1.99 breakfast buffet, I think it was $2.99 lunch and $4.99 dinner. Those were in the 80s prices. And, you know, man, that was a lot. It was a good deal. Maybe the food wasn't that good, but it was a good deal. And I remember my parents, you know, saying, look, you know, this is where we're going to eat because they saved money with us going to the buffet. Not the healthiest thing, but we saved money. So the Strip has changed. In fact, they don't want to call it the Las Vegas Strip. They called it a strip because it was one street. You know, you have the old-time Las Vegas, the downtown Las Vegas, and then, of course, you have the newer, as the Strip keeps growing to the south. So we call it the Strip, and then we call it downtown Las Vegas. And they want to call it the Resort Corridor or something like that, and it's still not catchy. Everybody still calls it the Strip. But the Strip has changed. Maybe it's when the mob stopped running things. I think it's when UNLV hit the Final Four with basketball twice, won the championship, National Basketball Championship. I believe that was in 1990. And we kicked butt. And, you know, people start to realize, wait a second, Las Vegas and sports. And I think that was the big watershed moment. Things changed. You had Steve Wynn, other companies, you know, us opening up a bunch of properties on the Strip. More corporations got involved. But with that, even though we got some big, beautiful resorts and some real cool things, with that came cost. Started to get more expensive. Started to get very, very expensive. So, a lot of us locals don't necessarily go to the Strip to eat or to... We will see a show. I live right now about 15 minutes. If there's no traffic, I could get to the Strip in 15 minutes. So, it's close by. You know, and if I want to see a show, I'll see a show. It's fantastic because you can see Broadway shows on the Strip. You know, if there's a real nice place I want to eat, I might go. But from the cost, But you know, from the cost of things, a lot of us locals don't necessarily go to the Strip. We have local casinos to go to, and these local casinos have great food, have bingo, have movies. So a lot of us end up going there. But, of course, because there's so much going on and it's gorgeous and there's so, you know, it's a great way to walk around and get some exercise at night, a lot of people do go to the Strip to walk around. It started to change because they began to charge for parking. Charging for parking is BS because I helped build the city. I mean, most of my tax dollars went to building the city. So, as far as I'm concerned, I should have a parking place with my name on it. But, no, it doesn't work that way. So if you find a hotel that doesn't charge for parking, you park there as a local. Or if there are locals park free, find a place, and then you park, and then you walk around the Strip. But things are changing. And things are changing from a crime standpoint. Now, I still think it's safe. I still feel very safe. Walked along the Strip a few weeks ago. I don't go there often, But when I do go there, I love to walk around. I love to see the fountains of Bellagio. I love to just see everybody, and it's really fun, you know, to see the tourists and all that. But every now and then you get a real idiot. Well, so my son was on the strip last Saturday, and I'm getting ready for bed. It's 10:45. I'm tired. You know, Cora and I were like, we're going to save money this weekend. We're not going out. And so 10:45, we're getting into bed, and my son calls going, there's a shooting. We're running right now to our cars. Just want to let you know we're fine, but we're running right now to our cars. There's a shooting. So my husband's like, don't waste time talking to us. Get off the phone and go run to your car. So I'm like, if they can't make it to their car, you know, you might need to get down there. So Corey went down there so then he could pick them up, but he didn't have to because they made it to their car. But at multiple casinos, people were running. And I got an alert from the police department saying it was just a rock being thrown at glass. And it was at a hotel that was about a mile from where my son was, up the strip, down the strip. And I'm like, well, wait a second. Why would my son at Caesar's Palace see people running, crowds running, ambulances coming, police coming? But this happened with just some glass broken. Well, apparently they found the guy. He was a man accused of throwing rocks at a Las Vegas casino. This led to mass panic on the Las Vegas Strip, where 7 casinos had storms and stampedes of people running. Bradley Thompson was arrested for destruction of property after the incident on July 16. He threw rocks at the valet windows at MGM Grand. This led to panic. People thought they heard gunshots. It led to reports of an active shooter. And then people started running through the casinos on the street. His arrest report states that a Las Vegas Metropolitan Police officer was responding to the call of an active shooter. Security notified her of a rock-throwing incident in the valet area, and the suspect was identified via his Washington State ID. He trespassed the MGM Grand earlier that day, came back because he felt disrespected by security. So he was throwing rocks, then detained by a bystander, and the damage is estimated $2,000. Police said he was uncooperative, he was cussing, he was spitting everywhere. Police asked Thompson if he threw rocks at the valet windows. He said he didn't want to talk about it. He had a cut lip, bloody nose, and pain from swallowing glass after MGM security tackled him. Taken to UMC for treatment, and that's all we know. But I find it very, very frustrating that something so stupid could cause such chaos. And my husband, when he was trying to drive down there to pick up my son and his girlfriend in case they couldn't make it to their car, he was saying, you know, there were ambulances coming to the hotel he was at. This was not anything, you know, I mean, stampedes. People were getting hurt. And I think everybody's on edge. I think everybody is now having an ear open in case they hear pop, pop, pop or something. Nobody wants to be a victim of a shooting. Nobody wants to be around when that happens. And sadly, it doesn't sound like the gunfire in movies. Everybody, when they say, you know, that they heard gunshots, they said, we didn't think it was gunshots. We thought it was fireworks or like some poppers. They it doesn't necessarily sound like, you know, you got the music in the background and then you got the boom. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily always sound like that. So now everybody's on edge. Everybody's expecting to hear, you know, things. And, you know, here we are, another weekend, coming back to the strip. And other people could be seeing this and go, look, if this idiot could be throwing glass at a window, could be causing this sort of trouble, what else could happen? There was a video of somebody doing donuts where his exhaust was making pop, pop, pop sounds. And cops pulled their guns and arrested him because they didn't know if he was shooting or what. So we have some, you know, very, very interesting people out there. 1-877-DOCSALLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.